In chapter 55 of Isaiah, the exiled Jews are encouraged to seek God for nourishment both physically and spiritually. Isaiah 55:1-5 lays out the invitation to come. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come to the waters. And you who have no money. Come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk. Without money and without cost. Too, why spend money on what is not bread? And your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good. And you will delight in the richest of fare. 3. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promise to David. 4. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples. A ruler and commander of the peoples. 5. Surely you will summon nations you know not. And nations you do not know will come running to you. Because of the Lord your God. The Holy One of Israel. For he has endowed you with splendor. God calls to all who are thirsty as Jesus did to the woman at the well in John 4:13-14. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again." 14. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. God is the source of spiritual waters that will quench eternally. God also encouraged them to come and buy wine and milk without money. God is desiring to give good things as Jesus said in John 6:35, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." God also encourages them in verse 3 to come and listen to receive life. Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Christ established the new covenant between God and man. All nations will one day know that God is the Holy One and God brings restoration. Through Christ we can know God, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. After these encouraging words of what believers had to look forward to, God gives verses to focus and ground us for the times ahead. Isaiah 55:6-9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. 7. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. The time is now to seek the Lord. He promises to be near and hear us. Turn to him and walk in his righteousness. God promises mercy and forgiveness. Christ has it all for us if we seek him. 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God continues and explains that with our finite minds and all the intelligence God has bestowed upon us, we will still not be able to totally comprehend all that God is and does. He is incomprehensible. The way God thinks and acts is not like us, as his ways are higher and more perfect than anything we can conceive. Even though that is true, it does not mean we cannot know God and commune with him. He desires as real timeship with us, and that is why he sent Jesus. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Consider the truth of 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 19. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. 20. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God is definitely higher in all ways, yet he sent Christ to reconcile us to himself. God loves us. So, go back to verse 6 and 7 and pursue and claim his truth. Seek God and know that he will and can be found. Linda.